This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Irma Nichterlein. The spelling of Nichterlein is N-U-E-C-H-T-E-R-L-E-I-N. Irma's I-R-M-A. Date was May 16, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Okay, Ms. Nichterlein was seen regarding dementia with behaviors, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, osteoarthritis. And hypertension. Repairing of history. Mrs. Nichterlein had been having behaviors before and wandering a bit and kind of got when she's a bit depressed and fearful and a bit agitated. Period. However, she has settled in now. It's been a few months since she's been here at Covenant Glen and is much improved. Period. The Depakote did help with her behaviors. Period. She's not as depressed as previously, and hallucinations are less frequent also, period. She has hypertension, but this is currently stable on the current med. There is no current cardiac symptoms or chest pain, period. She doesn't have anything really new acute to report, period. She mobilized by wheelchair and doesn't ambulate well, period. She's in the hospital recently, and they stopped all her blood pressure medicines, period. This includes lisinopril, period. She is, though, on carvedilol 3.125 milligrams daily for coronary disease and seems to be tolerating this fairly well, period. She's also on Plavix for coronary disease, period. New paragraph, She has non-exudative age-related macular degeneration, period. Her vision is slightly decreased, but not horrifically bad, period. New paragraph, she gets urinary tract infections frequently, up to every 4 to 6 weeks, and he's done that for the past 7 months, period. The family is wondering if we could use a prophylactic, but she's allergic to Bactrim, and I do not wish to use Macrobid in her because of her age and her renal function, period. New paragraph, she has osteoarthritis of the left hand and right hand, period. That's the main source of pain, and she can use Sepacol 100 milligrams BID for pain, period. The family was present while I was speaking with him, examining her, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional. No fever, chilled, or major weight change. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal. No acute arthralgias. There's chronic pains in her hands. But she bruised her arm yesterday, period. And it's not clear from what, period. New paragraph. Pathology, osteoarthritis, dementia, coronary artery disease, hearing impairment, macular degeneration, Alzheimer's, skin cancer, dementia without behaviors. Bilateral non-exudative age-related macular degeneration, dementia or psychosis. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 100 over 60. Pulse 59, respiratory 16. Temperature 97.3. Head and neck, pupil becoming reactive light. Lids and conjunctiva normal. Exocomus normal. All mucosa normal. He was normal, hearing slightly diminished. Neck septal, no master nodes. lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus, tune, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial nerves, goes to normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute synovitis, period. New paragraph, assessment of plan, one. This is Nichterlein. Had a hospitalization recently in which she had a brief period of unresponsiveness, period. She was found to have acute kidney injury and urinary tract infection, and these have resolved, period. She's in the hospital May 1st to May 4th, period. In paragraph two, she has dementia with variable behaviors, sometimes with and sometimes without. And she had behaviors earlier, but has improved, and her psychosis improved. And for now, we'll continue Risperdal 0.25 milligrams nightly. And for the memory, dementia, donepezil 5 milligrams daily, and memantine 10 milligrams BID, period. Three, she has hypertension. I will continue the, I will stop the Lasix because her blood pressure turns low, and she may continue the carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, both for coronary disease and hypertension, period. The coronary disease is stable on Plavix 75 milligrams daily plus carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID. Period. We're all doing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an invitation.